Border czar Tom Homan suggested Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez could be under investigation after providing tips to migrants through an Instagram webinar on how to handle encounters with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. Homan appeared on Fox News Thursday. Homan said the federal government will take every federal dollar out of any city that does not comply with President Trump's immigration efforts. AOC responded to Homan, mocking him, reposting that exact exchange on X, writing, "Maybe she's going to be in trouble now. Maybe he can learn to read. The Constitution would be a good place to start." Ocasio-Cortez has been critical of Trump's immigration plans. She was one of the Democrats who called Trump's executive order banning birthright citizenship for children of immigrants without legal status unconstitutional. That action was temporarily blocked by four federal judges. However, ICE raids are increasing nationwide. Homan also told Fox News Digital he's well aware of the Constitution and that Ocasio-Cortez, quote, obviously believes that we should not enforce laws enacted by Congress. By working against ICE, she is putting those that committed a crime entering this country illegally, and those that committed asylum fraud, and those who ignored a federal court order of deportation, over those that enforce our laws and risk their lives every day trying to keep our communities safe. Ocasio-Cortez then fired back, telling Fox News Digital, I am glad Mr. Homan is checking with the Department of Justice to familiarize himself with the limits of his agency's authority in entering the homes of everyday Americans without a warrant. And I am proud to offer civil education to everyday Americans to ensure ICE's compliance with the law, given the numerous reports of agents providing incorrect paperwork in their attempts to enter and search private homes. Homan also appeared on Fox News early Friday morning with New York City Mayor Eric Adams after it was revealed Thursday night that Homan and Adams came to an agreement to allow an ICE office to once again reopen on Rikers Island.